something sent me reeling back in time. It wasn't what I heard or seen, but something smelled so fresh and clean. It was someone hanging laundry on the line. That got me thinking back when I was younger. I don't know how my mother found the time. She always kept us clothed and fed, and Saturday she'd make the beds. Her sheets and blankets hanging on the line. Laundry that's been hanging on the line. There ain't nothing in the world that smells as fine. The machine's alright, it's understood, but nothing makes you feel so good. Laundry that's been hanging on the line. Day ain't all that hard to find. So if it's not a rainy mess, my girl puts on a pretty dress and hangs all of our laundry on the line. Laundry that's been hanging on the line. There ain't nothing in the world that smells as fine. I know we don't all have the space, but the world would be a better place if we all hung our laundry on the line. It's only a suggestion, a minor predilection. Don't do it for me, do it for you. Me on the phone from time to time. He says no one's got a yard up there and people steal your underwear, so he don't hang his laundry on the line. Laundry that's been hanging on the line. There ain't nothing in the world that smells as fine. The machine's alright, it's understood, but nothing makes you feel so good. It's laundry that's been hanging on the line. Hang my laundry on the line. Why don't you hang your laundry on the line?
That was Aaron Lacombe and the Laundry Song, a thing from his latest album, Breaking Order. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show in the company of your Cabicus Never, Remy the Rodeo, and the Italian Legionek. And my people, it's truly an honor and a pleasure to welcome the show today, the one, the only, Aaron Lacombe. Hey, Aaron, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thanks, Aaron. And of course, I want to thank you so, so much for taking your time out to be a guest on the show today.
Of course. Glad to do it.
Oh, well, very, very happy to have you. And we just heard, of course, this great song of yours, the Laundry Song, taken from your latest album. Now, when it comes to the origins of this song, how did it come about? Are there any stories behind it?
Yeah, actually, this song is a lot more literal than you might think. A lot of people have tried to find a deeper meaning in it than it really is. But honestly, I was out on the road for a couple weeks. And when I got home, I pulled all the sheets and blankets out of the van, and I washed them. And when I got done, I just hung them out on the line. It was a nice day, and I don't know what got into me, but that's what I did. And so when I finally got them back on the bed and I slept on them, they smelled so darn good that I just woke up and wrote a song about laundry.
Wow. Okay. Well, if I could write a song about laundry as good as you do, I mean, I'd definitely be in business, I'll tell you. But it's a fantastic one indeed. And when it comes to this new offering of yours, you know, Breaking Order, what are people getting from this new offering? How would you best describe it?
Well, it's a little bit of a departure for me. And that's why it's titled the way it is. I worked with a producer on this one for the first time. I'd been producing my own stuff for a little while. I worked with a producer on it. That's one major difference in it. I was also trying to write. I am known for writing sadder, heavier songs, and I was trying to break from that a little bit. Just trying to do some different things. And the title track, Breaking Ground, when I wrote it, I wasn't 100% sure what it meant to me, but I think I've come to realize that it's just about, you know, I'm getting to be a little older guy, and I just think you're just never done working on yourself. And that's kind of what Breaking Ground is about.
Fantastic. And now I have to ask, since we did talk about the laundry song earlier, what music do you listen to when you're folding laundry?
Well, that could be my music collection would be a scary place to a lot of people. I mean, I have everything from old Motown to very intense metal to rap to country to, and country spanning pretty much everything, to, you know, Prince, Lyle Lovett, you name it. It's all over the place. But I think country is good laundry folding music.
I definitely will agree with you. I think it definitely has that, its charm also when one is doing, you know, sundry things like folding laundry indeed. And, you know, you of course are now a proficient artist, singer, songwriter, and all that, and even a producer. You know, you were mentioning you produce your own stuff. So I'm actually curious, did you always know you wanted to be a musician or a professional musician, or was there some other profession you wanted to pursue, say, as a kid growing up?
Since I was very young, I knew I wanted to be a musician. I grew up in the Midwest, just outside of Detroit, and such things aren't really entertained very much up there. You kind of go to work, you keep your head down, you do your thing, and you know, people's big fancy dreams don't always get much attention. And so, yeah, I tried. I wanted to be a school teacher for a little while. I went to school for that. I went to school for culinary arts, and I just found that school kind of sucked all the fun out of all those things for me. And so I have done some other things along the way, but I've never stopped doing music. And I always, when I stray away a little bit, I always end up coming back even more intent.
Well, I mean, I can't believe it's a wonderful profession to be in. Of course, I mean, I know, of course, a very tough one. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, but I definitely, there's nothing like it at all. And actually, and speaking of obviously your career up until this point, what would you say, or even on a personal level, what would you say you've accomplished in your life that you are most proud of?
Well, as far as music goes, I think I've written some songs that have really touched people in several different ways. There's a song, I don't know if you've gotten familiar with it yet, but it's called Uncle Carl. And it's the story of a man coming out to his family as a gay man at Christmas. And I didn't think much about it when I wrote it, but it has traveled across the world and gotten hundreds of thousands of views. And I get messages a lot around Christmas, but all year long, about how it's helped people and kind of helped them cope with going through that sort of thing. So I really think music-wise, that's been the most rewarding thing I've done.
Well, it's definitely a fantastic thing indeed. And, you know, often when people talk to musicians and their aspirations and their objectives, a lot of people might say, you know, I want to have like a number one hit on Billboard, or I want to win a Grammy, or I want to, you know, play at the Grand Ole Opry. Do you find that your aspirations as a musician are within that sphere, or are your aspirations as a musician lie elsewhere?
My aspirations are completely different from any of that. I have no interest in any of the awards and trophies and stuff. I just want to connect with people. It's very rewarding to me when I write a song and play it for a group of people, and somebody will come up to me and say, you know, I went through something very similar, or I really get what you're trying to say there, or, you know, I hate to say it, but sometimes people cry during my shows, and I consider that a great compliment.
Well, and I think that it definitely is, because, you know, if you're touching people that way, you know, it definitely means you've done your job and then some. And when it comes to your personal relationships, who would you say is your best friend, and why are they your best friend?
Oh, I have a lot of good friends, but there's this one guy, his name's Kirk, and he lives back in Michigan. I've just known him forever, since I was a teenager, and He's been a good friend all along. He's somebody I can tell absolutely anything to, and I won't get any judgment. And I think he feels the same way about me. And that's been a great thing over the years.
I will definitely. It's always good to have, you know, those kind of people in your corner. And when it comes to the ladies, Aaron, what is one thing a woman can do to impress you?
I like intelligence. I don't like, I'm not a big fan of the low hanging fruit, if you know what that means.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I have a long-term girlfriend and she's fantastic. She's, I couldn't have imagined a better mate for myself. She's been great.
Oh, and that's beautiful for sure. And is she also within the music business or is she another performer?
She has a music background. She's a classically trained singer and pianist. But she doesn't pursue it professionally. She got her law degree a while back and has since moved on to planning weddings, and she owns a couple flower shops, and she keeps very busy.
Oh, well, I can tell. I mean, that is definitely quite the business indeed. And, you know, now, of course, we're slowly but surely right into the summertime. When it comes to summer and such, what is your favorite summertime activity? And do you have anything planned live-wise for the summer?
Well, I'm actually out on tour right now. And I have to say that is kind of my favorite summertime activity. I'm in Colorado Springs at the moment in the middle of a 18 gig tour in support of that album. And man, I absolutely, I love being on the road. Today I'm in, like I say, I'm in Colorado Springs, and the host of the concert that I played last night took me out mountain biking today. That's hard to beat. I've got my fishing stuff with me. It's not a bad deal.
Oh, no. And I'm sure, you know, you must definitely also be super happy that now, as I am, of course, the live events coming back after everything we went through with COVID and such. So it's wonderful to see, you know, artists like yourself being able to bring your music back to a live audience again, because I'm sure that, you know, people really, really miss that. And aside from that, what does the rest of 2022 hold for you?
Well, I have more shows scheduled this year than I've had any other year, even before COVID. So that's been great for me. Couple of songwriting retreats, a couple of big festivals, like Friends of Folk Festival later on this month in Kerrville. I've got a show and a big festival show in Bastrop, Texas in August. But I'm just really, this year I'm focused on supporting that album and getting it out in front of as many people as I can.
Sounds like a plan to me. And for those who want to find out more about you and your music and keep up with what you're up to, Aaron, where can we send these folks to?
AaronLacombe.com is the best place. It's got links out to Spotify and Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. And that's AaronLacombe.com.
Fantastic. So definitely a one-stop shop for anything Aaron Lacombe related, folks. Now you know where to go. And speaking of great things, Aaron, we're going to be going into another awesome song from the Breaking Ground album, which will be the title track. And when it comes to this song, any anecdotes behind this one?
Well, like I said, when I wrote it, I didn't 100% know what it was going to end up meaning to me. But there's been some times in my life. I owned a couple restaurants or three restaurants at one time in my life. And sort of through a very painful process, sort of figured out that wasn't how things were meant to go for me. And I think Breaking Ground is just about not being afraid to change things and pivot and do what's right for you.
Well, definitely words of wisdom for sure. Well, folks, we are going to get into this awesome song. This will be Aaron Lacombe and Breaking Ground. Aaron, I want to once again thank you so, so much for your time. I truly appreciated it. And of course, I want to wish you continued success with your career and all the very best for 2022.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, the pleasure was certainly mine. One more people, you heard it from Aaron Lacombe. Be sure to check him out if you get to do so. He is definitely worth your time. He has an awesome album out there, Breaking Ground. Be sure to pick that up. Here's the title track. You are tuned into the Whiskey and Cigarettes Show with your Italian DJ Nick. We'll be right back after this.
I got all this time to think, but I'm getting nowhere. My mind's a blank. I thought I only needed space. Take a moment and bump the brakes. But it turns out there's a little more to me that needs working on to some degree. Weight that I've been carrying around. got you buried so you wouldn't have to see. Pile up underfoot I found, so I'm breaking ground. It's been so long since I stood still, afraid to start again, push the rock uphill. There's no rest up at the top, it's just a hamster wheel. You gotta know to stop. But it turns out she didn't say screw it all. Throw your hands up and walk on off, and the rest of the world won't hardly come.